And today, you're considered to be cool if you're a cynic. Being a cynic is cool. You can get your own TV show. And so in this age of cynicism, it's difficult to find people who are teachable. People who will actually be open to receiving teaching, even within the church. And in Mark chapter 10, starting in verse 13, Jesus says something that I think as Christians, we should really pay attention to, because it's especially true for today. In verse 13, it says, people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. And when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Because little kids are hungry to learn. Little kids are trusting. They're teachable. And Jesus makes it clear that if we want to receive anything from God, if you or I want to receive anything at all from God, we must be teachable. We must be trusting. We must be open. We've heard this word over and over again. It's been so amazing how God has done this. We must surrender. But you've got to be open to receive. If you want to get anything at all, any kind of breakthrough, any kind of blessing from God, you have to be open to receive. In John 8, verse 31, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So freedom from worry, freedom from fear, freedom from anxiety, unforgiveness, hurts, freedom from all of those things are available when you cut loose the whole cynic thing. Right. When you cut that loose, you can experience freedom. Years and years ago, there was a naval submarine that they had just built, and they were testing it. And so it had to be submerged for a number of hours in order for to go through this testing. And when it was over, the sub returns to the harbor. And when the sailors got out of the sub, the captain was approached by someone, and they said, so how did you guys do with that terrible storm that was going on last night? And the captain looked at him with a puzzled look, and he said, what storm? We didn't know anything about a storm. And it was because the submarine was so far underneath the surface, the sailors referred to it as the cushion of the sea. That no matter what's going on the surface, whether the waves are massive and the wind's whipping and it's treacherous, you go far enough down and into the cushion of the sea, those waters are never stirred. They're always calm. The way to be in that cushion of the Lord, that shelter, that safe place, you have to be open to receive. You have to be willing to receive. In Luke chapter 13, I'm going to close with this. Jesus lamented over Jerusalem. He was brokenhearted for them. And he says in verse 34 of Luke 13, he says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." You were not willing. The Psalms are full of references of how God wants us to find shelter, to be in that cushion, that safe, protected, and blessed place underneath His covering, underneath His wings. But you and I, we have to be willing to go under for that to happen. So I want to encourage you today. You've heard these amazing testimonies. Cut loose the cynic thing. It's not cool. Cut it loose. Cut loose that cynic thing. Open your heart to receive from God. Man, no matter where I've been in church, I've always, before I walk through the doors, I say, "God, whatever you want to say to me, I want to hear it." Whether it's from the pastor or the worship leader or during communion or whatever, go to God and say, "I'm ready to hear whatever you want to say to me." Prepare your heart like that. Determine that you're not going to be like the people of Jerusalem, where God laments over you like, "Oh man, if only they would have been willing." Then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Cut loose that cynic thing. Will you guys bow your heads? Lord God, we want to thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, God, for the testimonies. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have now to connect with you. And Lord, you've made it clear today. You've made it clear that you desire for us to surrender to you. And so, Lord, I pray that you will speak to our hearts, that you will guide us, you will direct us during this time, in Jesus' name, as we respond to you. With every head bowed, I want to first of all ask you, if you've not made Jesus Lord and Savior of your life, you can make that decision this morning. And so if that's you, if you've not done that and you desire to do that today, would you just lift your hand right now just to indicate that that's a decision that you're wanting to make today? Now, I want to ask, with every head bowed, do you struggle with cynicism? Do you find yourself criticizing, finding fault? Do you find yourself coming into church with the attitude of, "Well, let's see what happens"? Or, "I'm sure they're just saying that because they need this or they need that"? Or do you find yourself in that critical, fault-finding place, that negative situation, whether not even just about church, but just about anything in general? And if you do, and you are wanting to let that go, to cut that loose today, to open your heart to receive from God whatever it is that He wants to say to you, if that's you today, would